This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning, June 29th. The last Sunday in June already. Kicking off the July 4th holiday week. How are we doing this morning? Hope your golf game is in great shape. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Ivy Cool Luxury Athleisure Apparel for men and women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with UPF 50-plus sun protection. Visit IBKUL.com to learn more. Well, it's been a good week. Really fun week. Last night, the Southampton Golf Club Centennial Celebration. This past Monday, I was fortunate to play in the Shinnecock Member Guest. I love the tradition and the aura of Shinnecock, you know, and the club, as you know, will be hosting the U.S. Open next June, but the rough has not grown out yet. Thank goodness for us. So it has yet to be groomed into a U.S. Open-like test, but Shinnecock to me is always very, very difficult. You know, it really tests all parts of your game. Every part of your game has to be in great shape to score well there, especially your short game. Because of the slopes and the tricky green complexes and, you know, the trouble you can get in. You can always get in trouble there. That's a problem. So it's very, very, very tough. And in terms of difficulty for a U.S. Open layout, I would rank it a tad behind the difficulty of Oakmont based on, I'd say, the three previous U.S. Opens I've covered at Shinnecock. I mean, this is going way back to 1995, then in 2004. Then in 2018, and then, of course, the two Opens I covered at Oakmont, the first one in 2016, and then the U.S. Open just 2 weeks ago. So, meaning that Shinnecock is very, very difficult, but not quite as tough as Oakmont, I think, when both courses are at the height of their difficulty. But hey, we'll have to see how it all sets up next year for the 2026 U.S. Open at Shinnecock. But anyway, boy, what a great ending a week ago today at the Travelers Championship, right? Keegan Bradley with that eye of the tiger. He just had it in him, just that look all week. He sunk a 5-foot birdie putt to snatch away the victory from Tommy Fleetwood on that final hole. Keegan winning his second Travelers Championship title in 3 years. And he had to love the chants of USA, USA all week long. They cheered Keegan Bradley on, especially from the thousands that gathered around the 18th to see him win on that final hole with that birdie putt. It was something like a Ryder Cup atmosphere. It really did sound like a Ryder Cup atmosphere in terms of, you know, the enthusiasm of the crowd. And, of course, you had Tommy Fleetwood of England, and he is a fierce Ryder Cup competitor. And he completely broke down. He bogeyed that final hole to lose to Keegan. And I felt bad for Tommy Fleetwood. He's won 7 times on the DP World Tour. He has 42 top 10 finishes and 159 starts on the PGA Tour. That's the most of any player without a win on the tour since going back to 1983. So I was rooting for Tommy to close it out. It wasn't really a Ryder Cup thing to me at that point. Obviously, I would root for the new Team USA, but I just wanted Tommy to win a PGA Tour title because he's so good. He had that 3-shot lead starting the final round. Then he got off to a rough start. He had 3 bogeys in the first 4 holes. He really looked shaky all day. He was able to get back to a 3-shot lead, but then it became a 1-shot lead as he started the 18th. And he hit that gorgeous drive on 18, only to stumble on his approach shot, leaving him that long putt for par. And then to make matters worse, his par putt was on the same line as Bradley's birdie putt. And Keegan just hit that incredible approach shot, landing 5 feet from the cup. And Bradley birdied to win it. He missed it with that bogey. So anyway, I'm hoping Tommy can bounce back. That had to have been a huge, tough, tough loss for him. But the viewers, they ate it up. The CBS TV ratings were up 35% from a year ago, drawing 3.519 million viewers. And the ratings were much higher than the first time Keegan Bradley won the Travelers back in 2023. So obviously the talk all week has been, should Keegan be both a captain and a player on the upcoming Ryder Cup team? How do you feel about that? I'd love to get your thoughts on that. So you can let me know on X. I want to say Twitter, but you know what I'm talking about, at Ann Liguori. Let me know how you feel. Do you think Keegan could play and captain and do it as well as he needs to do both? I personally think that Bradley playing would add a ton of intrigue to the Ryder Cup, for sure. And he had expressed his interest in playing when he was selected as the captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team, and he's always wanted to play, even though a player-captain scenario has not happened since 1963, when Arnold Palmer led his team to a 23-9 victory at Eastlake. A lot of people say it's impossible to do both, to captain and play. With all the pressure now and all the intricacies involved in leading the team in Ryder Cups, and I would agree it would be extremely challenging to do both. But look, he has his assistant captains, Jim Furyk, Kevin Kisner, Webb Simpson, Brant Snedeker. They could take over during the times that Keegan would play. And, you know, Furyk's played in 9 Ryder Cups. He was captain in 2018, and he was a vice captain in 2016, 2021, and 2023. So no doubt that he could lead while Keegan would be playing. And, you know, maybe he plays 1 or 2 sessions. And he has the ability, Keegan, to focus inside the ropes on the task at hand. We have seen that. He has just this intense concentration and the ability, I think, from watching him all these years, to compartmentalize when he's playing, which he'd have to do, obviously, and then when he's performing his captain's duties. So I'd like to see it. Now, he said he would not pick himself as that captain's pick. He'd have to qualify for the U.S. Ryder Cup team by points, and the top 6 get in on Ryder Cup points. So if Keegan is in the top 12 but not the top 6, should he pick himself? I guess that is the question. And can he pull double duty? And with his Travelers victory, Keegan moved up to 7th in the world rankings, his highest position in his career, mind you. And he moved up 8 spots to number 9 in the Ryder Cup rankings. And, you know, to automatically qualify, you need to finish inside the top 6 in Ryder Cup points by the end of the BMW Championship on August 17th. And at the moment, he trails Justin Thomas for that 6th spot by a little over 2,100 points. So we shall see how it all unfolds. But I'd love to get your thoughts on that. All right, at the PGA Tour Rocket Classic, Detroit Country Club, Michigan, let me sum it up for you. First round, 2 Korn Ferry graduates, they carded 10 under 62s, both with an eagle and 8 birdies in the opening round. Aldridge Poolgeiter, a 20-year-old from South Africa, and Kevin Roy, 35-year-old American. Those 62s were a Rocket Classic low-score record, which was broken the very next day, mind you, by Jake Knapp. He shot an 11 under 61 on Friday, which broke that record. He became the first player in the PGA Tour to break 60 and shoot a 61 or lower in the same season. He shot a 59 at the Cognizant Classic at PGA National this year. And that 59 is one off the tour scoring record of 58, which you know, which was set by Jim Furyk back in 2016. So Jake Knapp is 31 years old. He won the Mexico Open as a rookie last year. And after shooting a 666 yesterday, he's tied for second with a bunch of guys, including Max Grazerman, Mark Hubbard, Andrew Putnam, and Chris Kurt. And they're 2 shots behind the leader, Aldridge Poolgeiter. And Poolgeiter carded a 65 yesterday, including 5 straight birdies. These guys are going low, man. It's incredible. 6 of the top 9 players on the leaderboard are looking for their first PGA Tour win, including Poolgeiter, who is 20 years, 9 months, and 16 days old. All right, I love watching the U.S. Senior Open. It's on the Broadmoors East Course in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And they have announced they will host the 2031 and the 2037 U.S. Senior Open Championships as well. And in the third round, Stuart Sink and Padraig Harrington started the round tied at the top at 6 under. And after exchanging the lead and tying for the lead most of the round yesterday, Sink and Harrington remain tied for the lead with Mark Hensby joining the party. So you have Hensby from Australia. He had the outright lead for a minute there on the 16th, but then he bogeyed the downhill 17th to fall back into a tie with Sink. And then Padraig holed out for birdie on the 18th from 30 yards to regain a share of the lead. So it's been fun to watch them playing in the high altitude. So you have Sink, Harrington, and Hensby at 8 under. They lead Tomas Bjorn by 1. Bjorn carding a 466 yesterday, which matched the lowest round of the week. Stuart Sink, he's 52 years old. He's looking for his first senior major title. And you have Padraig Harrington, he's 53. And he has he's won 3 major titles on the regular tour. He has 9 wins and 9 runner-up finishes on the senior circuit, including winning the 2022 Senior Open Championship. Padraig's a great interview. He told me in his chapter in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons in Wisdom from Legends of Golf, that he prefers to be behind and chasing, actually, rather than leading in the final round of any tournament or championship. So we'll see how he does today, if he can, you know, close it out. But he also told me that he still has fear, not just nerves, but fear when he tees it up, and suggests that we all should embrace that fear. I just love that advice. And we'll get into the scuffle between Padraig Harrington and his longtime friend Roger Maltby. On Friday, Roger was walking with the group, covering it for NBC as an analyst, and Padraig was angry that Roger did not help look for a lost golf ball. And the video shows Padraig saying, "Never on a golf course stand and look at somebody looking for a golf ball." So that wasn't good. And Maltby said, "Hey, that's a hard position to take there." I disagree with Padraig. I'll get into it in the 740 segment with Michael Manavian, who will join us. He's a top golf instructor on the senior circuit, And so there's a lot to talk about with Michael. He'll join us from the U.S. Open, Senior Open Championship. All right, the LPGA Tour, they are in Michigan for the Dow Championship. It's a team event, which means that they play alternate shot in the first and third rounds and best ball format in the second and fourth rounds. So today they will play best ball, and Sarah Schmalzel and her partner, Albain Valenzuela, are ahead by one at 13 under. LIV Golf is in Dallas. Patrick Reed has a three-shot lead at 9 under. And his team is also leading. And Brooks Koepka withdrew from the first round due to illness, but he did it after smashing a tee box marker out of frustration. So not good, all these guys losing their tempers. We talked a lot about Wyndham Clark last week. All right, the Korn Ferry Tour is in Springfield, Illinois for the Memorial Health Championship. And Alvaro Ortiz at 8 under leads Ben Taylor by 4 shots. And last week, Miles Creighton of Canada won his first Korn Ferry Tour title at Crestview Country Club at the Wichita Open in Kansas. He was one of two players in that tournament to shoot an 11 under 59. So we're going to talk about that with the GM from Crestville in this next segment. We'll talk about the 259s and the fact that because of tornadoes and storms in Kansas, they almost did not have the event. It was a massive effort by all to get the course and the area back in shape. So we'll talk to the general manager of Crestview Country Club, Dane Brummett, when we come back. But first, let me tell you that iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for both men and women offers the highest performance-driven apparel to look and feel your best on and off the course. iBeCool offers multifunctional, intelligent moisture sensor fabrics featuring the exclusive ice field technology that cools your skin up to 5 degrees so you can stay cool, comfortable, and odor-free on hot and humid days. iBeCool also features UPF 50 plus sun protection. Use promo code ANN20, ANN20, for 20% off regularly priced items at www.ibkul.com.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. And you know I like to cover a variety of the professional tours on this show. And in this segment, we will talk about the Korn Ferry Tour, the developmental tour of the PGA Tour, and the recent Wichita Open, which took place at Crestview Country Club in Wichita, Kansas. It was just a fascinating event. Two of the players shot a 59. And it's a miracle that the tournament even took place based on the tornado and all the storm damage that the club suffered that week. Joining me to talk about it is the club's general manager, Dane Brummett. Dane is a PGA member and has been at Crestview Country Club for almost 4 years. Hey, Dane, welcome to Talking Golf.
Hi, Ann. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming on the show. Well, it's amazing that the event even went on with all the tornadoes and the severe storms that ripped through that area, Dane.
It really was. Tuesday morning when the storm started rolling through at about 5 a.m., we finally got a chance to get eyes on the property at about 7. Nobody wanted to talk about it at that point, but I think in the back of everybody's mind was, are we even going to be able to do this? So we had those morning storms. We did cleanup all day, and we can talk about that cleanup effort. But then the storms rolled right back through at about 5 o'clock in the evening and just kind of hit reset on everything. So,
oh my gosh. You had to clean up from the first storm, and then it hit again.
It did. Yeah. About 12 hours later, we had about 70 mile an hour wind roll back through and a lot more rain and lightning. And, it was a pretty wild day.
Well, I know Crestview Country Club has hosted this Korn Ferry event for 25 straight years. And just talk about the community effort and all the repair work that was required to actually host the event. You said it happened on, what, Tuesday? And the tournament started on Thursday.
Yeah, correct. The first storm rolled in basically 48 hours before the first tee times were scheduled to go out. So, you know, the grandstands that the Wichita Open puts up at 17 and 18 were basically destroyed. The bases were able to be salvaged, but all of the upper level, all the climate controlled areas for the VIP areas were completely destroyed. And then on the golf course, it looked like a mini tornado had rolled through. The airport in Wichita registered wind speeds of 101. And the east side of Wichita, where Crestview is, was one of the hardest hit areas. So it was very crazy. If you were driving around the course, there were probably about 15 or 16 spots that trees had fallen over cart paths, and it was so wet that you couldn't go off of cart paths. So just the ability to get the storm damage, the cleanup started, was really hindered. But on the bright side, once the lightning cleared out and we were able to get out there, our crew was going full. And then I come around the corner and I see a group of about 12 Crestview members already out there helping clear debris, and that number grew to about 40 throughout the day. So the community involvement was fantastic. The Wichita Open staff, Dusty Buell and his staff, really did an amazing job. The Korn Ferry staff, that I don't think they're used to doing as much manual labor at these sites as they did, but they jumped right in, and that was the only way that we were able to make it happen.
Yeah, I just read where the community, just the fact that they all pulled together to ensure that this event could happen. I mean, how does that make you feel when you see all the groups coming together in almost an impossible situation?
Yeah, I felt really blessed to be at Crestview. It's not like we sent an email out or, you know, text messages out. People just showed up. They knew that we were in desperate need. And we had people from 14 years old to 70 plus out there just dragging limbs and making piles of debris. And and doing all kinds of stuff. The number of chainsaws in action at one time on this property on Tuesday was pretty amazing.
So talk about, like, how badly damaged was the golf course? Were there trees like lying down all over the golf course?
Yeah, all over the golf course. You know, we probably had about 10 that were truly knocked down, and then another few hundred that had large limbs missing, are going to be, you know, have to be removed, that are so severely damaged. So it was a massive damage.
Unbelievable. And did you ever think at that point that there's no way that this Korn Ferry event is going to take place? There's just no way.
I was pretty nervous when I called my superintendent, Josh Troutman. I was a little bit worried he'd just be curled up in a ball in a corner somewhere, but I felt better immediately when he said that, no, I'm good, and we're going to make this happen. So he stayed positive the whole time. All of the different staffs and all the different groups were very positive. And that's what got us through. And the other thing that makes this even more difficult is, of course, the event has a pro-am on Wednesday. So it's all day long, tee time starting before 7, and play isn't off the course till like 7. So the cleanup had to be done around all that play out there too. So, but they were able to do it. And the champion of the event, in his acceptance speech, said that inside the ropes on Thursday, it's like you couldn't tell what happened. The course was wet, but you couldn't even tell anything happened. So it's a real testament to everybody's hard work.
Well, that champion, Myos Creighton of Canada, he won the Wichita Open. He shot a 59 on Saturday. And then the young man from Belgium, Adrien Dumont de Chasseur, he shot a 59 in the opening round. So that's just phenomenal to have a 59 and to have two players that week shoot a 59.
Absolutely. You know, with two 59s in the field, you would think that the low score for the tournament would have been much lower than it was. The 59 on Thursday, always impressive to have a 59. The 59 on Saturday, though, it's got to be one of the best rounds of golf that I've ever heard of. The wind was still gusting, you know, up to 38 miles an hour, sustained winds of 30 plus, unbelievably difficult conditions. And it's a real testament to him that he was able to do that.
You're a PGA member. You know how good these pros are on the Korn Ferry Tour. Talk a little bit about the depth of play, their ability level, because on any given day, they could be moving up to the PGA Tour, right?
Absolutely. The gap between the different tours and the different levels of golf are so narrow. And these guys will have 2 to 3 week stretches where they could absolutely be on a tour above. It's just finding that consistency and finding a way to continually grind. And those are the guys that usually rise to the top. But yeah, the ability levels of all of these players has gotten so impressive. It's very impressive.
They're so good. I play in the BMW Charity Pro-Am, and just to be inside the ropes to play with these Korn Ferry players, it's just so incredible to watch their ability. I heard that the Wichita Open sold more tickets than ever at this event, which is a nice reward for all that crazy work that everybody had to come together to do, right, because of the storms and the tornadoes.
Yeah, definitely. The hospitality areas looked different, but the atmosphere and the enjoyment that everybody was having, the roars and all those things, were just like previous years, if not more. So it was fantastic to see the community still come out.
And what does it mean to the community to have this event? Obviously, 25 straight years, they rallied to get the course ready. It must be in the soul of Wichita.
It is. So Wichita does, it's a sports town. But since we don't have any really large teams, we have a minor league baseball team and a minor league hockey team. But this is the biggest annual sports event that Wichita has. So it's just grown and grown over the years. It's been in the Wichita market for 36 years, 25 at Crestview. And I mean, we have so many people who just, they kind of center a couple of months of their year around helping get this thing going and make it as good as it can be. It's a big part of Wichita. And when I meet people and tell them I'm the GM at Crestview, they always talk about 17 and the time that they were out watching on 17. So it's a really cool part of the community.
Talk about, you know, the golf course in 17.
Yeah, so 17, it's a long par three. The tour sets up what they call the bird's nest right behind the tee for some VIP. It's actually for the presenting sponsor area. And then it's basically a full wraparound that extends down to within about 50 yards of the tee box. So it's a full, it's like the waste management number 16. So it's a lot of fun.
It gets a little rowdy.
It really does. Yeah.
Especially after what that community had to go through earlier in the week. It must have been 10 times as rowdy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Saturday is always the crazy day and it was loud and raucous, but everybody was great. And it was a fantastic day.
Well, I know Crestview Country Club is a concert golf partner property. And can you talk about the partnership?
Yeah, absolutely. So Concert took over Crestview in 2016. It has done amazing things at Crestview. The amount of capital invested into the club and the improvements that have been done over the past 9 years, and it's really not slowing down at all. We just updated our pool fully. We've got a lot of other projects planned. So the partnership with Concert has been fantastic. And Concert is now, 39 clubs strong across the country, literally from Monterey Peninsula to Cape Cod, New Seabury that was just purchased on Cape Cod. Unbelievable facility. I can't wait to see it in person. But yeah, it's a fantastic management company to be a part of.
Yeah, I was excited we were able to break the news about New Seabury on Cape Cod as the most recent CGP property. Well, I know you're a PGA member, Dane, and I'd like to get your thoughts on some of the top stories in golf. How about Keegan Bradley winning the Travelers Championship? And what do you think? Do you think he can be a player captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team?
I don't know Keegan, obviously, personally, but I know that he's a very passionate person from everything I've seen. All I know is that it's really hard to be a great Ryder Cup player, and it's really hard to be a great Ryder Cup captain. Doing both, I do not envy him in trying to make that decision, but I know that he'll give it his best if he gets the chance. And he's got Jim Furyk, who's a former Ryder Cup captain, who can certainly help with some of those dynamics.
Yeah, I know he's number 9 on the Ryder Cup points currently. So he said he wouldn't get on the team if he had to pick himself.
Right.
He'd only get on if he could do it.
Smart move,
this was a while ago he said this. But now that he's playing so well and actually won the Travelers, that might that decision might change a little bit. But I honestly think it would be cool for him to play. He plays Bethpage all the time. He went to St. John's. He's from the New England area. He has a lot of fans. You heard them just, rooting him on at the Travelers. So I think with the assistant captains he has, I think he should do it, but I know it'd be tough.
I think it would be a lot of fun. It'd be a great story.
How about Wyndham Clark? I talked about his behavior, bashing in several of those locker rooms at Oakmont, such a historic country club. It doesn't matter where it is, but gosh, I just thought that behavior was unacceptable. What were your thoughts on Wyndham Clark and his behavior?
Well, it is unacceptable. I think it'd be hard to argue otherwise. I'm a second chance guy. I think that he probably was very sincere in his apology. It was a good apology. Hopefully he learns from it and moves on, because the golf community just won't put up with stuff like that. So it's a bad reputation to have.
Definitely. Well, I have my own opinions about that, which I've expressed fully on the show, but I love the second chance as well, but I think he's had a couple, third, fourth,
fifth chances.
Anyway, Dane, on a more positive note, what's next for you and Crestview?
We have our member guest out of the way. That was at the end of May and went phenomenally. And then Wichita Open, a few weeks later. We have our big 4th of July celebration coming up, and then it's just the normal slate of events and outings and just chipping away at the year and making it as good as we possibly can.
So much goes into running a club as a general manager. I mean, I admire, you people. I know Meg O'Connor, she's one of the few women who is a GM. She's at Nassau Country Club here on Long Island, and She's always busy 24/7. And you guys, continued success, Dane, because I know you have so much responsibilities. And by the sound of it, you were just incredible with the cleanup that was required at Crestview before the Wichita Open. So, hey, continued success, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks, Ann.
Thanks so much, Dane Brumit. Thanks for being on Talking Golf. All right, we are going to shift gears, talk about the U.S. Senior Open Championship in the next segment. Elite golf instructor Michael Manavian, he's been coaching several players at the U.S. Senior Open Championship going on at the Broadmoor in Colorado, and we're going to check in with Michael when we come back. But first, let me tell you that IB Cool Luxury Athleisure Wear for both men and women offers the highest performance-driven apparel to look and feel your best on and off the course. IB Cool offers multifunctional, intelligent moisture sensor fabrics featuring the exclusive IceFill technology that cools your skin up to 5 degrees so you can stay cool, comfortable, and odor-free on hot and humid days. IB Cool apparel features UPF 50 plus sun protection. Learn more at ibkul.com and use promo code ANN20, that's ANN20, for 20% off regularly priced items at www.ibkul.com.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on this June 29th. So much going on this weekend in golf, including the U.S. Senior Open Championship. So we're going to head out to the Broadmoor in Colorado, where the U.S. Senior Open Championships taking place, and connect with top golf instructor Michael Manavian. Michael has been working with a variety of players on the Senior Tour, and I'd love to get his take on this championship and what these guys continue to work on well into their 50s and 60s. Hey, Mike, welcome to Talking Golf.
Thank you, Ann. It's always good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. How's it going in Colorado?
Well, it's early, and it's 5:42 in the morning, but we have early tea times today. So they've moved it up to 7 a.m. start time on the first tee, and they're splitting the tees off 1 and 10. And there's a threat of rain this afternoon, so they're going to try to hurry up and get the final round in. And we're in for an exciting round. We've got a very stacked leaderboard at the top between Mark Hensby, Stuart Sink, and Patrick Harrington, with a couple players right behind them. So the championship's going to come down to the final two groups, and it's been very exciting.
Yeah, it's been very exciting to watch. And well, talk first of all about the golf course, because I hear the putting complexes are extremely difficult. They're actually comparing the speed of the greens to Augusta, right?
So, you know, I was talking with Ernie Els on the putting green last night. We were comparing that at Augusta, at least where you have to putt around the hole, are pretty flat. Here, they've got pins on, you know, 4% slopes, 3% slopes. They're not really, it needs to be a little bit softened, even for this type of a championship where you can feed the ball in, but then I saw 4 and 5 footers that you're playing 6 feet of break. I mean, it's a little bit out of control, but this is what the USGA loves to do. They think they're trying to identify the best player when the fact of the matter is every week the best player ends up winning, the lowest score wins. They have to try to manipulate the situation. They just feel like they can't help themselves. It always comes down to it.
I know. We've been talking about the difficulty of these championships, you know, the layouts for a while now. But over in where you are, you also have the altitude issue, right? So explain how the altitude affects the golf ball and how players have to adjust to that, Mike.
Okay. Well, the golf ball, because there's less density, less oxygen in the air, the ball's not going to have enough friction, so it's going to fall out of the sky with lower spin rates. So the first thing most of my guys did on Monday was to tune their drivers up another degree. And some of them, we've been doing a deep dive for the past 3 weeks leading up to this, trying to figure out if we need to change balls, if which players need to switch balls, to get the most spin off the tee, because at 7,300 yards, this golf course isn't overly demanding when you consider you have to add 10% off of every yardage. So most of the players have been smart and using a meter book instead of having to do math. So you kind of get the 10% here at altitude, but it took a few days to adjust to it. So the ball's not spinning as much, there's not a friction in the air molecule, so the ball's going to fall out of the sky. So It's a challenge, and then you have all this elevation change on the par threes. You're hitting down 20, 30 feet, hitting up 20, 30 feet. It's really multiple issues, and when you're teeing off early, it's 60 degrees. In the middle of the day, it's getting to 84, 85, so that's going to change the golf ball's distance. So Nota Begay really talked about this well in the coverage. It's a math quiz here, as well as a physical challenge of walking without oxygen at this altitude.
It is a challenge, mentally and physically, for sure. And I know the 17th, they say, is the longest par 4 in U.S. Senior Open history at 519 yards. So the back nine is a beast from what I'm seeing. And but, hey, let's talk about the fun stuff. Not that it's great stuff, but the controversy between Padraig Harrington and NBC analyst Roger Maltby over the lost ball incident. That was crazy. What do you know about that incident?
A little too much. the situation, for the viewers who don't know, Padraig hit a wild one off the tee, as he's apt to do. And this golf course it's not that difficult off the tee. It's really a green complex situation, because if you look at the stats, there are players who are hitting 90% of the fairways, and the leaders are hitting 90 and 90% of the greens in regulation. So off the tee, it's not too demanding, but if you go super wild, 70, 80 yards offline like Paddy does, and you're in this 5 foot, well, 2 to 3 foot fescue in some spots, it's just unkempt grass. And Roger was evidently on the broadcast, and he was talking about the situation, and Maddie had a beef with him that he didn't come to help him look for a lost ball. Never mind, you know, he's one of the best players in the world. He's got a massive gallery, and, you know, you get the world helping, but he felt obligated to tell Roger, hey, I've never seen anybody not help. And, you know, Roger took a little bit of, you know, he stood his ground, as he should, saying, hey, listen, I'm not a player. I was a player. I'm not playing with you. I'm not a competitor helping you. I'm a broadcaster analyzing the situation, and I'm live on the air. You know, if he found it by chance, fine, great. But he wasn't going to try to look for it. Now, I'm sure he's found a golf ball for Tiger or, you know, one or two over the years. But it's a little different situation here where, you know, the guy's trying to do his job, and Patrick should be doing a better job of hitting the fairway. So...
You know, I agree. I mean, Rogers, they're apparently, you know, NBC or whatever network is, you know, tells their broadcast team, do not get involved in the competition. It's not smart to get involved in the competition. So I think Padraig put Roger in a very tough spot. And, you know, Roger, in my opinion, Roger should have stayed out of it. I mean, he doesn't want to affect the competition by finding a ball. And he, as you say, he's doing his job. He's on the air. He's talking. So I just thought that, you know, Padraig was probably frustrated in the heat of the moment, but that was unfair for Padraig to put Roger in that position for sure.
No doubt. And if I can just add one quick bit on that, you know, my guys who weren't on TV this week, they didn't have the benefit of having an announcer look for a golf ball for them when they lost the ball. So, you know, Roger is a true professional, and I think Patrick was fully out of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, interesting. I mentioned in the chapter that Padraig is one of 12 legends in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons in Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And he talks, you know, he's very honest and open as he sees things, right? And he talks about how he really prefers to be behind and chasing rather than in the lead in the final round of any tournament or championship. And I do you find that a lot of competitors are like that? They don't want to be in the lead? I guess it's just about your mindset. And he just thought, he says it's so difficult to close it out if he's in the lead. He'd rather be chasing.
Heavy lies the crown, right, Dan? So,
exactly.
You know, these players want to win, and they want nothing more to win, but winning begets winning. So your expectations go up, the media's expectation of you go up. I know a few of my players that they relish the chaser mode and the chaser mentality, plus they look at a Hall of Famer like Patrick, and they're like, well, he's expected to win. I'm not. Which is, I think, the perfect case for Mark Hensby. Mark's very honest. I've worked with Mark in the past. He's a great guy. We were paired up with him for the first 2 days, and he missed an 8-inch putt on the fourth hole. Birdied 1, 2, and 3, missed an 8-inch tap-in on 4, birdied 5, and kept going. He had 9 birdies on the day. His front nine was 7 under par with a bogey that was an 8-inch tap-in. It was ridiculous. And then on the back nine, you had all the media attention. The TV crews came on every tee box, every approach shot, every putt, there was people moving, and it was just a joke with how disrespectful the surroundings were inside the ropes, where the volunteers and they should have known better, and, you know, standard bearers moving signs. It was just incredible, the dichotomy between the two nines. And he had 9 birdies. He's had, 16 birdies in the first 2 days, and then he had a bunch yesterday. He had an eagle on 9, which was outstanding. So my money's on Mark to close out the deal today. And I think, to your point, Patrick gets a little bit nervous when he's out in front, and they're all going to be paired up together. And, you know, Stewart thinks he's not going to back down, and Mark's definitely going to go attack. And I think Patrick's the one with, you know, he's the Hall of Famer. He's the one with the most pressure, and he's the one that hits with the wild.
So. That's right. And you know, speaking of nerves, he also told me in that chapter that he not only has nerves, but he has fear when he tees it up. And I thought that was an interesting admission, that he's not just nervous, but he's fearful. And he suggests that we all should embrace that fear. It helps him focus, he says. It kicks up his adrenaline, but he turned it into a positive. Do you find that a lot of the players in that scenario are not only nervous, but fearful?
if I can be honest, it depends how much money they have in the bank and how much they care. Like, there are a lot of guys here who are, you know, they're just happy to be out here, and, you know, this is what they know how to do, and they come along and they play golf, and if they play well, great. If not, no big deal. And then they start getting into you know, the mode of, like, chaser, and, like, they might be in the top 10, and the pressure adds up, and they love it because, it's been a while since they got in there. But there's levels on this tour where you've got the Hall of Famers who are the legends of the game. Then you got the active 50 to 55-year-olds, and then you got the 60-plus guys. So you fall into a different bracket. It depends. You know, Rory McIlroy has, $500 million in the bank. I mean, he doesn't really care about a 4-foot putt. I mean, he cares, but they're, you put it into a bigger picture.
Did we lose them?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm so into what you were saying. I'm like, okay. All right. Prospect of Tiger Woods playing the PGA Tour Champions when he turns 50. He's 49 right now, and he turns 50 on December 30th. What's the buzz about Tiger? Do you think he's going to play the Champions Tour?
No, he can't walk. I know you get carts, but I think he'll play this tournament because he wants to get the junior, the amateur, the open, and the senior open. And I think that's it. I don't think he's going to play. People are expecting him to play. And if you look at the schedule, I mean, is he really going to tee it up for, not that he's ever played for money, but is he going to get out of bed for a $300,000 first place check? I don't know. It doesn't seem like, he'd like to go to Firestone. There are courses that would host him, but first, he can't walk. I mean, the TGL, he was having trouble in that, and the Achilles is a heart injury, and I've, said a lot of things about Tiger over the years about him being done, and they would love to see him out here because, obviously, it'd be 1996 all over again. All the purses would start going up, all the money would start going up, the media would go up, security would go up, we wouldn't get the park so close. There are a lot of issues that come with having Tiger, and I think he'll play a few, but to expect him to play a 26 tournament schedule or even a 5 tournament schedule, it's going to be hard, because then you look at pairing up the Masters, the British Open, those two events butt up against our major, so is he going to go to the British Open, walk, 7 days, and then play the senior British 7 days? I don't see it. It's a big ask.
It's so questionable whether he can even play any championships.
Don't get me wrong. We want him. Don't get me wrong. We all want him. But I got to be a realist on this.
All right, quickly, what are your thoughts about the prospect of Keegan Bradley being both the captain and a player, this upcoming Ryder Cup team? I threw it out to Twitter, and of course my Twitter feed's not loading right this second, but I will be talking about that, and I will be passing on all the Twitter feedback I'm getting about this. Yeah. But what are your thoughts about that? Do you think he can be a captain and play?
Yes, he should be. I think he's going to get in on points. He's playing too good. I don't think it's a big issue for him to be the captain and playing. Tiger did it in the Presidents Cup a few years ago, and he knew when to take off a round or a match. I think Keegan, being a Boston guy as well, nobody knows Bethpage Black, who's in this tournament, better than Keegan, being a St. John's grad. There's going to be, I think the way the tour, the PGA of America sets up the Ryder Cup, in that you can delegate duties, having his vice captain take over holes and stuff, it's not going to be a problem. Plus, it opens the opportunity, I think. Tiger's going to be involved somehow, some way in the team room. It opens up the door to have Tiger come in as captain and really change the dynamic, but who knows? I'm just speculating there. But I think, yes, Keegan should play if he can play because he's an asset to the team.
Michael, always a pleasure. Let's do it again soon, okay?
You're the best. Thanks, Ann.
Michael Manavian, elite golf instructor to many of the top players in the game. My thanks to Michael, to Dane Brummett, to Ed Arzuman in the studio. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Ivy Cole, a luxury athleisure apparel for men and women featuring the exclusive Icefield cooling technology along with UPF 50+ sun protection. Visit Ivy Cole, IBKUL.com to learn more. Hey, have a great week. Have a wonderful 4th of July holiday. And I look forward to visiting with you next Sunday from 7 to 8 right here on Talking Golf with Ann Liguori.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.